Hello and welcome to Off-Road Commode, the show that answers and discusses all things off-road. I'm your host, James Stevenson, and today we're going to be talking about responsibly creating single-track trails. First thing you want to do is gang or access permission. First thing is to find property owners or the company that owns the land. Then make sure it's not too close to people's houses because they could complain about the noise. When those two things are figured out, you can go ahead and reach out to the landowner. If they say no, respectfully leave and be polite about it. Now, legally, you have to have written permission to ride there, but 9 out of 10 people just say yeah and don't bother you again with any documents. Next, you should ask him, are there any off-limit spots? They will probably have hunting stands or just regular spots you should stay away from. Then also make sure you understand the property line. Next, the actual trail building process. First thing I like to do is download a GPS map. I prefer Onyx Hunt because it gives you property lines, distances, and a way to track your trails. Actual trail building process. First thing I like to do is download a GPS map. I prefer Onyx Hunt because it gives you property lines, distances, and can track your trails. Try to keep the track hidden from roads and keep unwanted trespassers out. There are two main ways of cutting a trail. You can either blaze it or cut one. You can get away with blazing a trail if it's an old growth forest. Blazing is just hopping on the bike and riding. Cutting a trail is more common because there's a bunch of low-lying plants and draggers and weeds and down trees. You will have to cut low-lying branches and a few draggers here and there in old growth forest after you make the layout of the trail. Tools you will need: a GPS, a saw, either a chainsaw, handsaw, or sawzall. You also need pruners and ribbons. A GPS shows you the trail, saws to cut suspended trees, snips to cut low-lying branches and saplings, and ribbon to show the trail. When it comes to the trail, you want it to be flowy, meaning don't make too many super tight turns or hills with no run-up to them. Try to follow the natural terrain, like a path of least resistance. The best way to make a trail after that is to keep riding it, and it'll just push all the sticks and leaves to the side. Preserving land. I prefer single track because it's a lot better for the environment, unlike double track from four-wheelers and highways created by side-by-sides. When done responsibly, a dirt bike trail can look like a hiking trail. I am all for preserving land and utilizing it for all it has to offer. I disagree with some national forests that don't let people have designated hiking/mountain biking/OHV trails. What is the point of preserving land when no one gets to use it or enjoy it? I do think OHV trails should be far away from hiking and mountain bike trails because of the noise, and the forest is a place people go to relax. Next, make sure you don't cut the trail in the wetland. That can lead to big ruts and mud holes forming. And when cutting a trail, don't cut big trees. They're still alive, and you can just go right around them. It's no big deal. You can go like either to the left or right side, and personally, it makes the trail more funner having to weave through trees. Also, when crossing a creek, build a bridge or just cross at a 90-degree angle, and don't make the trail go up the creek because that causes erosion. The worst thing you can do is ride on a trail not designated for you, as like riding a hiker's trail would make them mad, or riding a mountain biker's trail make them mad. And you know who gets blamed for it? The person the trail is made for. Today we talked about getting permission, location, GPSing the trail, two ways of making a trail, preserving land, staying on the right trail, and not destroying undesignated routes. That's all for today's episode of Responsibly Creating Single Track Trails. Be sure to tune in to the next episode where we talk about all kinds of things off-road.